This is Daf HaShavu, Shir number 2 for Daf Chav Tes in Maseches Ksuvos. We're on Chav Tes Amud Beis, and we are on the top of the page, the top line from the words Vahani B'nei Knasa Ninu. So the Gemara is now going to ask a question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had listed Elu Naros to have Knas. A man who violates these Naros from 12 to 12 and a half, he's going to be chayav to pay the father 50 shekel based on the Psukim and Parshas Kiseitze. But on the list are several women who are apostle. You have Mamzeris, Nesina, Kusis, a whole host of women who are apostle. The Gemara wants to know, Vahani B'nei Knas Aninu. These women are B'nei Knas. They're in the category of people who you're chayav to pay Knas for. Vamai Ikri Khan Velosi Yel Isha. Should we not read here and apply here the pasuk, the velosi elisha? She shall be a wife to him. What does that teach us? It says that he is supposed to marry if she's willing. He's supposed to marry this woman and lo yuchal shalchol kol yamav. He's not permitted to divorce her. But velosi hiyele isha sounds like isha ruilo. It has to be someone who potentially halachically is able to marry. So if these women are pasul, they're the victims of this. Of this rape, why there kanas? Look at Rashi va'amai second line va'amai yesh lan kanas lenaros psulos ikri kan v'chule amastisim ka'amakshi. We're asking on the Mishnah why these women should be on the list at all. If there's the potential to marry, if the pasuk says velosi elisha, there has to be a woman who potentially can marry. And if you can't marry her, then the whole parsha of kanas should not apply. So Amar Eish Lakish, we're going to. It's true based on that logic, there should not be a kanas, but we have special psukim that come to teach us to include these women in knasos as well, even though they are women who are pasul. Nara, hanara. These are three words that are going to teach us, and we'll explain how they are extra. Chad legufei, one is needed for itself. V'chad la'asuye chai ve'lavin, one comes to include women who are a chiyuv of a lava lo ta'asei to this man. V'chad la'asuye chai ve'krisos, and one is to include even women who are chai ve'krisos, all in the parasha of Kenas. Take a look at Rashi. Na hachin garasira, and three lines down. Nara, nara, hanara. Ba'ones, ksiv. It says when it comes to Ones in Parshas Kisesi Kima Tzeish Na'ara Vesula Vigomer. So there's one Na'ara. Ksiv Ba'astray, after that it says V'nasano Ish HaShochei Vima La'aviha Na'ara. I'd say, could have just said La'aviha, didn't need to say the word Na'ara. V'darashina Na'ara Yiseira, that's an extra Na'ara. And then the Hey Yiseira. And then you have an extra Hey. Da'ha Na'ara D'machli Mechta V'nasan La'aviha. So the extra Hey, so Na'ara and Hanara allows us to have an extra two drashos. So one is to legufe. Look at Rashi. Chad legufe is a ksheira to tell me that there's a din of kras by a woman who's kosher to marry. And then I have the two extras, the extra nara and the hanara, to come to include one lasu, to include chayve lavin, who women who are usher as a chi of lav. An example of chi of lav would be, let's say, an almana to a kohen gadol, or ugusha, or a chalutza to a kohen hedyot, and one to include chayve krisos. Let's say we have on that list our let's say, Achoso, and the list that we had in the Mishnah. So that is the drush of Reish Lakish. If you take a look at the top Tosos, Rabbi Nechananel learns this drush a little bit differently. It's not from three Naros. Top Tosos says, Pirush Rabbi Nechananel, Demechad Nara Dorish Kula Milsa. Now, the whole matter here is darshan from one Na'ara. How so? Na'ar, Na'ara, Ha'na'ara. So the fact that we have in Torah many times the word Na'ara is written without a hey. So here I have Na'ar itself, Na'ara without a hey can teach me Lagufe. The Na'ara, the extra hey teaches me that a Chayve Lavin, and Hana'ara can include Chayve Kisus. Ve'nil Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't think that's correct. Lo Ksiv Na'ara Malei Behei Elahu Demotzi Shemra Luchudei. You only have a Na'ara with a hey, with it's a full hay. Generally, it's Na'ara without a hay, interestingly. So the only time we have a full hay is the one in the context of Motzi Shemra, but not here. So that's why that would not be the correct rush. Okay, either way, we see why we're able to include, based on these psukim, we're able to include even women who are psulos, even though Marriage cannot take place. Nonetheless, the din of kanas of paying the 50 shekel will take place. Rav Papa, Amar, five lines down, Besula, Besulos, Ha Besulos. He has a different drasha. He says, take a look at Rashi. Where is this found? Besula, Besulos, Ha Besulos. 4 or 5 lines down into Rashi. Ibn Mephatek siv. This is in Parshas Mishpatim. V'chi yifateish Besula, Ukra Achrina. Here you have another pasuk, Ach Basrei. After it, it says, Kesev Yishkol, Kimora Ha Besulos. So here you have, number one, you have the word Besula, and then you have a pasuk afterwards, it says, Habesulos, that's also extra, and it could have said Kimoar Besulos, it didn't need that pasuk at all, and it certainly didn't need the hey. So Hatzalas, Hatzalas, that's 3, Didarshin and Hey Yisera, Ubesulos, Dimachi Lemichtav Kimoar Velishto, he doesn't need to say the word Besulos at all. So Besulos is extra, Habasulos is extra. That gives me an extra drasha. And the Gemara will explain why Rav Papa likes this drasha of Besula, Besulos, Habasulos, and Reish Lakish likes the drasha of Nara, Nara, and Ha'anara, and Hanara. So either way, but we're including the same group of women, all psulos, whether they be chayve laksheros, of course, legufe and lavin and chayve kri. Says the Gemara says like this, as Gemara says again, Rav Papa Amar besula besulos habesulos chad legufe, one for itself for a woman who's kshero that you have to pay knas, the chad la asui chayve lavin, even women who are chayve lavin to the rapist, the chad la asui chayve kri. So ask the Gemara of Rav Papa. My time law, my Reish Lakish. Why does Rav Papa not learn like Reish Lakish? What was wrong with the drasha of the 3 Naras? So I'll tell you why that pasuk's not available. Hahumi boy lay lichad Abaye. That pasuk is needed for Abaye's drasha. Da Amar Abaye ba aleha v'mesa. Let's say the man violated this girl, this Nara, and then she died. So Potter. You're putter from paying the father 50 shekel. Why? The father's still alive. So the answer is because this word hanara teaches me. V'nasan lavi hanara, lavi nara, v'lo lavi mesa. You have to give to the father of anara, nara who's alive, and not the father of a woman who died. Now that may be true. The Mefarshim wonder, okay, that may take care of one nara, but it shouldn't knock out the whole drasha. Okay, so maybe because part of the drasha's out, the whole drasha's out. But either way, that's why. Why that's not available, says Rav Papa. That teaches me that you don't pay knas where the girl who was raped, the Nara who was raped, dies. You don't pay knas to the father. Reish Lakish, my time alone, Amar Rav Papa. Why doesn't Reish Lakish follow Rav Papa? I mean, what was wrong with Besula, Besulos, Ha Besulos? Intuitively, we would have said that the Rav Papa's drush is more difficult because Rav Papa's drush is in the context of Mefate, and we're trying to learn the halacha regarding onus. That it's true there is a link between the two. I will see in a moment, but nonetheless, we understand Reish Lakish a little bit better. Why does Reish Lakish then not learn like Rav Papa, assuming that there is this problem with Abai, which we'll deal with a little bit later? So the answer is the Besula Besula. Besulos, Habesulos is not available. Why? Hahumi boyle l'gzereshava. That's needed for the following zereshava. This sign, as we learn in a brisa, we have this on Yudim and Aleph. Kesef yishkol kimoro habesulos. Aha. So it says you're supposed to give. This is in Parshas Mishpatim. This is in the context of Mefate, and it says how much should you pay? You should pay shekel. How much equal to the dowry that you give to Besulos? What does that mean? And that refers to the 50 kesef, really, that we see in Parshas Kisetze. That's also the source, if you remember, for 50 shekel, 50 sela is 200 zuz. That's also the source of ksuba, according to the opinion that ksuba is daraisa. Sheyehe ze kimora habesulos, umora habesulos kozeh. That this should be like Mor HaBesulos. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Miboyle l'gzera shava, says Rashi about 12, 13 lines into the thin lines. Besula dichsev gavi mefate. The besula by mefate says Reish Lakish to Rav Papa is not available to teach me the halacha. The halachos that women who are chayve krisos and chayve lavin are not in are included in the knas. It's not available because I need it for another halacha. Miboyle l'gzera shava. I need it for the gzera shava. What a besula besula gzera shava. Ma kesef ha'om ruba ones chamishim. Just like when it comes to ones, what am I paying? It says 50. Now, it doesn't say 50 what. It just says that I pay 50. 50 kesef. I don't know how much that is. That I'm going to learn from the gzera shava. Af mefate chamishim. Uma mefate shkolim. Dichsev be yishkol. It says kesef yishkol kemor habesulos. So now when it comes to mefate, I know I'm paying in shekel. Af chamishim shel ones shkolim kamar. So too, when it comes to ones, I know I'm paying shekel. So I need the connection. Next Rashi, kemora besulos, chamishim keses hamufurashim b'ma'ane ses habesula, sheyehei next Rashi, chamishim, it should be 50, kemora habesulos. So I know that mefate that you pay the father is 50, I know that from ones. And I know that that ones is shekel. I know that from mifate, from Pashas, Pash Mishpatim. Umar Basulos next Rashi, Yushkolim Kazeh. So it has to be shekel. So that's what the Gemara, as we had on Yudamar Aleph, that's what we had before. So that's why Basulos, Abasulos is not available to teach me that they're going to pay Knas 50 shekel for Chayve Lavin, Chayve Krisos, because I needed to teach me this Gzera Shava to connect the two. Some claim this is a Hekesh, there's some discussion about that, but to connect at least Ones and Mefata to learn that Ones is going to be Shekel, even though it only says 50, you know it's 50 Shekel, and that Mefata is going to be 50, even though it only says Shekel, doesn't tell me the amount. Says the Gemara Veresh, beginning of the line, Veresh Lakish Nami, hold on. Reish Lakish, though, doesn't he need that pasuk that are the for Abaye? Our Papa says, oh, I can't learn like Reish Lakish because I need Na'ara to teach me that if he rapes the girl, the Na'ara, and then she dies, that you putter from paying the father because it says, V'nasalavi ha-Na'ara. So Reish Lakish agrees with that halach of Abaye. So Reish Lakish should have a problem. Why is Na'ara available for him? And Rav Papa, Nami Mibarle Alexander. Doesn't Rav Papa need the Gzera Shava? Everyone agrees with the Gzera Shava that I link Ones and Mefate to learn that it's 50 and it's Shekel, so that shouldn't be available to teach me that this Knas of 50 Shekel for Chayvi Lavin and Chayvi Krisos. Elos of the Gemara says, you're right. Elos Shita Kroik Sivi. There are really six psukim that we're going to darshan. Six phrases we're going to darshan. And this is going to be for Rav Papa and Abaye together. There is no machlokas. And we're going to use both. How so? So it says the following. Nara, nara, hana'ara. Bisula, bisulos, ha bisulos. So, how am I darshaning? So, trei ligufayhu, so two are needed for themselves. What does it mean? I need to know that the halacha is going to apply to a kshera. I need to know that that the din of this halacha applies to teach the law halacha that if you have that both ones and mefate. So the besulos is for the mefate and the nara is for the ones to teach you that you pay a fine. You have to pay off a 50 shekel. So one of the nara is needed, like Abaye said, which was the halacha of that Ones is going to apply to one of the women categories of women who apostle. V'chad l'gzera shava. Oh, sorry. One is for Abaye, rather. No, that Abaye says, ba'aleha umesa pater, that the girl died, that you don't pay the father. So I need one of the naras for that. And v'chad l'gzera shava, and one of the besulos is needed for l'gzera shava, which was what Rav Papa said we needed for, the link between Kesef Yishkol Kamor HaBesulos, the 50 and the Shekel. Ah, so now I'm left with one HaBesulos and one HaNa'ara Yasu Le'Trei. I have two left. Chala Asui Chai Velavin. One is to include the girls where there's going to be an Isra Lav to live with them, whether it be the onus of Mefate, v'cha la'asuye chayve krisos, and one to include chayve krisos. So here we have it. That is the drasha that we have. Now, one last interesting point that Tosis discussed. If you look at the third Tosis down, v'cha la'asuye chayve lav, and hiksha ri ben Rabbeinu Meir. Akati neima chad laasuye chayve ase v'cha laasuye chayve lavin v'cha v'akati chayve krisus menola. Here's the following question. This can be asked now and could have been asked earlier, which is the same, which is the following. Why do we say that there are two categories of women who are possible? You have one pasuk, teach me ksheira, then chayve lavin and chayve krisus. There's a third category, as we'll see later on this and that's what we call chayve asay. Women who are usur, not because of a lav, not because of krisus, of kares, but only because there's an isur asay involved in living with them. For example, living with a Mitzri or an Adomi before the third generation. It says in the third generation, they're allowed to marry into the Jewish people. That implies that before the third generation, they're not allowed to, but that's not a lav, that's an Isser Aseh. So why don't we put them in three categories, and maybe I need an extra word for this extra drasha. So the T-rate, so he answers like this, I don't need that at all. I only need two categories of psulos for the following reason. Delachayve lavin vaase lo tzarech elachad kra. Because chayve lavin and ase, you only need one pasuk. You only need one word. Nara, psulos, whatever. Why? Deha ilav dechsivalosi elisha. Dimashba ishesh bahavaya verui lakaima. Lo havet tzarech kral rabinu. I wouldn't need, had it not been for that pasuk that we question on the second line of the Gemara. Oh, you have to be able to marry her. Had it not been for that, I never would have needed a pasuk at all to include them. I would have said, of course you have to pay. If you're ma'anes, this girl, you have to be. It's only when that pasuk came along and said, ooh, it has to be someone you're potentially able to marry, then we had this question. So once I have, once you're telling me, v'lo se elisha, so I have one phrase, and that phrase will include chayve aseh and chayve lavin. Hilkoch mechad ribuya marbinon ein ru'uya l'kaima. Dahainu chayve aseh. Which are women who are ain't a rule of the kind. You're not supposed to be living with them. But nonetheless, the pasuk says, you pay kanasa anyway. Kaven de isbu havaya. Since there is havaya, there is kiddushin, would be effective if you mekadesh them. So therefore, they're in the same category. Why then would I need a separate category for krisus? The answer is, because v'idach ribuya l'chayve krisus. You need it for chayve krisus, because chayve krisus is really in a different category than the other two, because by chayve krisus, kiddushin aren't tofsin. If you mekadesh your sister, the kiddushin is not effective at all. So therefore, that's a separate category that's not just v'lo se'el isha, someone, you know, you're not able to live with. That is someone where kiddushin are not even tofes. So that's why that we need an extra pasuk, a phrase to include you, that you're going to pay knas even for violating that nara. Ah, Yulamanda Omar Ain Kidushin Tovsin Bachaive Lavin Havechad Libuya Lachaive Hase Vidach Lachaive Lavin Lachaive Krisus. Then he makes a very interesting point. We're going to learn, it's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva holds that even Chaive Lavin Kiddushin aren't tofes. So for example, take the example of a Kohen marrying Grusha. So according to the first opinion, and this is the way we paskin, if a man is Mekadesh, Kohen is Mekadesh and Grusha, they are halachically married. Now they're living in sin, but they are halachically married. Kiddushin are tofsin, and you need a get. As opposed to where you mekadesh your sister, it's absolutely meaningless. So according to that, so chayve krisus ain kiddushin tovsin, that's one category, and then you have chayve lavin and chayve asay with kiddushin are tovsin. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva that kiddushin aren't tofes, are not even effective by chayve lavin, even let's say by a kohen and a grusha, so then it would be in the same category as chayve krisus. Good. So that would all be one category as well, and chayve asay would be in a different category. Either way, we only need to include two categories of psulos. Eiler the chayve, as the halacha assumes, the chayve asay and the chayve lavin are in category one, and chayve krisis are in category two, or chayve lavin and chayve krisis are in category two because ein kedushin tovsin like Rabbi Akiva holds, and chayve asay would be alone. But either way, I wouldn't need an extra pasuk.